It is time for our Travel Michigan update, and today we head out of doors where it's a little frigid here this morning to do a little fishing. And in fact, Michigan's ice fishing and free fishing weekends coming up February 15th and 16th across the state of Michigan, with the four Great Lakes, more than 11,000 inland lakes and hundreds of rivers and streams, providing anglers with the perfect location to ice fish for bluegill, perch, pike, and walleye. Mark Tonello, who's a fisheries management biologist at the Central Lake Michigan Management Unit up in Cadillac, joins us on the line to talk about this. Did you grow up ice fishing, Mark?
I did a little bit, yep. I grew up in the Detroit area, so obviously Lake St. Clair was always a great place to ice fish, but yeah, a little bit.
Okay, and a morning like this, you would certainly need the shanty and the heater.
That is correct. And this is it's been a great winter so far for ice formation, but you definitely have had to be tough so far to be out there.
All right. Well, I've never ice fished in my life. What's the allure, for no pun intended, for fishermen in ice fishing, especially here in the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, one great thing about ice fishing is that all that water that you've got to have a boat to get to in the summertime, all you need is your feet in the wintertime, and you can, you know, so you can access all that water, you know, and a lot of great fishing to be had in the wintertime, and there's really nothing better than going out and catching limit of bluegill or perch and bringing them home and frying them up for a great fish dinner.
All right. Is there any difference as far as the fish themselves during the winter months as opposed to the summer months here in the state of Michigan?
It depends on the species, but a lot of species remain very active in the winter, and you mentioned some of them. Bluegill, perch, walleye, and pike are probably the most popular ice fishing species, and all of those species remain very active in the wintertime.
All right. So, well, you've got the free fishing weekend coming up the 15th and 16th of February, right?
That's correct. Yep.
And folks, at that point, then don't need a license. Do you need to do anything else? You don't need to register anything else in order to do that, right?
Nope, no license required. The only thing I will say is you do still have to follow state fish laws. So make sure the limits and, size limits for northern pike and, catch limits, those are still in effect. But you do not need a fishing license. So if you're someone that, is not sure that you really want to get into fishing, but you want to try it, this is a great opportunity for that.
All right. Well, you mentioned this has been a great year so far for formation of ice, especially the last couple of weeks around here. But still, at the same time, you guys are always encouraging folks to make sure you follow good rules of safety when you go out ice fishing.
Yeah, sure. We don't check ice conditions, so we're not out there. There's not enough of us to be able to, make sure that there's enough ice in any given spot. But ice fishing is generally a safe sport as long as you, do your homework and, check with your local bait shops or your local biologist to find out about ice thicknesses or where people are going. Places to avoid are places that have flowing water, because ice thicknesses, even if it's, thick right now, boy, that flowing water can change that in a real hurry. So, sometimes, places like mill ponds and things like that, those can be a little more iffy. Typically, an inland lake, is going to be pretty safe, as long as you avoid those areas of flowing water.
All right. Use your spud, obviously, to test the ice and maybe take a buddy with you, too.
Definitely.
All right. Good luck to all the fishermen yet this winter. I know there's a lot of folks that they get out and enjoy it. And, of course, we've got our tip-off festival coming up the end of the month in Quincy. That's always a big fishing event, too, around here. Mark, good luck in your fishing pursuits this winter as well, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mark Tonello, the fisheries management biologist from the Central Lake Michigan Management Unit, Michigan Department of Natural Resources up in Cadillac with us this morning, talking about free fishing weekend, February 15th and 16th, statewide here on our Travel Michigan update.